let me bang.
I do let you bang.
Hey, let me bang you, Jamie, man.
Let you bang.
Let you bang.
Let you bang.
Greetings, nerds and virgins.
Go for Jesus. No, for gay Jesus, people.
And I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for your favorite mixed martial arts podcast. Recording out of Los Angeles, California, it's MMA Roasted with Adam Hunter.
What's up, people? It's me, Adam Hunter. I'm here with Bill Dawes, hanging out. We got a new podcast. It's been a couple weeks. I know it's been a crazy, crazy couple weeks. First of all, let me tell Mayhem and everyone we started. We just started. Mayhem, he said, I'm not bullshit. We just started. I'll join. All right. Yeah, it's been a lot. The last, look, whenever I tell you about my week, I feel like I'm bragging and complaining. And it doesn't feel good because I can never really complain to people because I'm like, man, like, I'm never going to complain about working too much. Because there are so many people right now that would love to work and would love to work in show business or writing jokes or doing comedy. So I'll never be like, oh, poor me. I have it so hard. I'm never going to be one of those fucking celebrities. I'm not even a celebrity. If I ever become a celebrity, I'm not going to be like, oh, Jesus, you know, it was so hard being on set. Or, oh, man, like the trailer didn't have this. Or I'm not even going to complain about a middle seat. I'll complain to my wife a little bit if someone books me a middle seat. But, like, I'm never going to complain out loud of, I had to go in a fucking middle seat. It's just, you know, there are enough people. I've been to enough countries out there, like Djibouti, Africa, where you see, or India, where kids are begging for money and begging for food, and you see, and if I do complain, a lot of it is just for comedic effect. Okay, just so you know, I'm not really.
Yeah, of course.
But the reason we haven't had this show is because I was opening for Russell, so that we took, like, you know, Canada back and forth. I took 10 planes in like 3 days. I get back to LA. Stay in LA, fly to New York to do Gutfeld. Had to write, among other writers, there's about five, six of us, the monologues and all the jokes up top. But because it was Christmas, we did two shows in one day. So I had to write, like, you know, 75 jokes to 100 jokes in 3 days while doing the show on, like, Wednesday. And then when I did the show, it's like I had to do stand-up on the show. I got to do stand-up.
Is that the first time they've done stand-up on the show?
No, they've had DeVito do it, and they had Joe Mackey do it. So they've had comics on before, but it's, like, very, like, it's usually, like, the writers get to do comedy on it, which is awesome. I'm super happy about that. But I'm worried about my set because I only got to run my set really once because it was a six-minute set, and I was doing 25 minutes with Russell in front of, you know, 10,000 people from Canada. So I can't do, like, American politics stuff, really. I mean, very, very base stuff because, I mean, we know Justin Trudeau or we know certain prime, but we're not going to go. I don't know the specifics of Canadian. And just, like, they don't really know Nancy Pelosi in Canada. Maybe they do, but they're not going to know who. I mean, maybe they'll know AOCs, but they're not going to know, like, the deep dive, the Hakeem Bookers and, you know, the Cory Bookers and Hakeem Jeffries and, you know, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
So what was I saying? So I got off the plane to New York, went right to the comedy club to run my 5-minute set. And it was fun. The whole crowd was from Austria. Great. So then an Austrian audience doing American politics stuff. And then people are like, you know, sometimes you use your notes on the show. We get to topics at, like, noon, you know, and then we have to go, we go live at six. They give us, like, five. I don't have, like, 90, you know, and as a comic, I feel a little pressure to be funny, at least. So you want to have it, like, set up. I'm not just giving my like.
Yeah, you don't want to be sitting there completely, like, flat footed while a topic comes up. You have nothing to say. That's the worst.
Or at least nothing funny, at least. Or nothing. I mean, I feel like there's enough people, like, they want, like, opinions, but at the same time, I'm not just an opinion. I'm not a talking head, political talking head. You know, I'm a comedian. So, and then I did ran my set. So that was, it was great. I was super happy. Then I flew right from New York to Fresno to see the family, my wife's family. And, And now I'm on the bottom of a ship, doing comedy here, and then writing jokes from here, which is great because I got four jokes in the monologue yesterday, because I'll submit
You
20 things
must be,
like.
now, not to make this a big thing, but this must be the most you've ever made in your career, like this year. 2025 must be a banner year for you.
Money wise,
Yeah, just in terms of Gutfeld and Russell and all the cruise ships combined. I mean, that's nice.
yeah, it's been a good
And then
year. I
also you're getting
mean,
monetized on social media too now.
yeah, I mean, it's been good. It's been a good year, and look, but I've also, yes, it's been good. I've been doing this 26 years. I started when I was 21. I'm 47. So yeah, but I've had a lot of terrible years. That's the thing about comedy is, it used to be you don't make money till you're like 10 years in. You don't make a dollar till you're 10 years in. Now with social media, people can make a lot of money really quick, especially if they have like a gimmick or a certain, angle. And
It's
I
almost
don't
like
know.
you get the following and then you do stand-up comedy.
Yeah, and people are always like, yeah, but the audience is going to get upset and they're not going to come back. And I don't even know if that's even true. I feel like you just
I don't think it is.
keep fooling people. So Mayhem is at Home Depot. How's it going, guys? How are you? This is very, very normal to have a comedy show. Or and then I don't know who Zoom user is. I think it's either, is it John? Or is it McCorkle? Or
It's gotta be one purple.
because we
Oh,
do
there's Mayhem.
have,
Yeah.
we do have a special guest today. So Bill, I keep thinking about your show when you were on, what was it, Euphoria recently?
Yeah.
And you got a and you took a Viagra to get a boner because you were gonna do
Well,
a
I didn't
bit.
want to get a boner. I wanted to like ride the razor's edge between like boner and like just chub. Just so, you know how many
So
dicks have been in Euphoria? I gotta stand out.
your character was a guy at a strip club, and you get set up, and next thing you know, you're being robbed, and you have you're basically your dick in your hand, and you knew you were going to be on set, and you knew you were going to be naked in front of people, so you popped a boner because you don't want to be,
I popped a pill.
popped a pill. You pop
I
a
wanted to
boner.
get, like I said, I wanted to get that. I want to get frothy, like so I had that Snickers bar vein, the Snickers bar with the
Snickers bar
vein
vein,
and the
right?
trees. Yeah, I want the Snickers
And
bar vein.
then they cut your scene. But did they
And
still
then they
see
cut
you?
it.
They still see you naked at all, or no? They just didn't shoot it.
No, I don't get to be naked at all. And that was the whole point of doing it, because it's not a big part. I was just like, oh, if you want me for you, you want to be the guy with your dick out.
The. I don't know who's Zoom user. Do you, is there anybody who is that you, Mayhem? Are you on twice?
Mayhem sounds off.
Yeah, this is actually the best I've actually enjoyed Mayhem here. Is that I can't hear a word he's saying, and now actually this is amazing. Jason,
Finally agree with you, Mayhem.
I'm at home with one of my personalities, and the nice one is on Zoom. Pardon me.
Oh, okay, got it. So Mayhem is actually muted, and I can still hear him. That's how fucking loud Mayhem is. By the way, so. But yeah, so that was my last couple days. It's been great. And then like, so I do a show, and I meet these like three women afterwards, right? And once again, I'm married. I'm not looking for pussy, but I'm bored as fuck. So I'm walking around the ship, and these three women, three black women, they were very nice. They're like, what's we're talking and blah blah blah.
Just want
And
to check in
then
real quick if you need. Hold on.
this
Let me get me here. You're
the
good.
most unorganized fucking show. It's like I'm on the bottom of a fucking ocean and my Wi-Fi is better than these people who are on land. He's at Home Depot. I think he just robbed the place. He now has two Zooms on. I can't see either of them. So there's two Zooms. I can't see either and I
You're
can't
good.
hear
I
him.
just wanted to see if you need the mileage
And then
paperwork.
and now
Worked out
Bill is
everything
selling a
before doing the
house
schedule
right now.
digital.
Guys,
Yeah,
listen, if you're
digital.
tuning into this podcast, it's clearly you're laughing at the podcast, not necessarily with us, or maybe both. But who are you talking to, Bill?
I'm on set. That was just an AD.
Oh, so you're filming a movie, right?
Yeah.
Nice. What's the movie?
Since an independent film that you could see on Tubi in 3 years, probably.
Those sometimes get more views than anybody. Oh, and maybe this, you should be excited about this, Bill. You're a working actor. You work all the time, and that is amazing. But anyway, so these three girls come up to you, right? And they're like, we're
Yeah.
talking, we're having a shooting shit. And then one girl's like, I want to take you and put you on your head upside down, spread your ass cheeks, and eat your ass. You ever have your ass eaten by a black woman? And I was like, no. No.
Now, wait, let me, were these women attractive or were they just like messes?
They were, look, I'm sure some
If you
people
were
find it.
single, would you be on your head getting your ass eaten, is my point.
No. I would not. I mean, may I mean, there's definitely power in like numbers and stuff, and there's definitely worse places to be. And sometimes you gotta just do things for like the story and stuff. But yeah, no, they were attractive in like they were attractive. It wasn't Tyra Banks, Naomi Campbell, and who else? Who else could we say?
They
So
were definitely you can't
I
think
mean.
three half black girls, you racist.
What was that? Don, is Don here?
They're big women.
Yeah.
They were big women, weren't they?
They were very big women. Like,
Yeah,
I
bigger
think
the better. Okay.
Don might have fought a couple in like the 90s, is what I'm trying to say. It's like their nicknames were it was Aki Bono 2 and Aki Bono 3. But at the same time, look, I mean, but if I was single, it
All
wasn't
they
like.
want to do is eat you.
Bill, have you ever gotten your ass eaten before?
Of course, not until I was in my 40s. But once I got in my 40s, and I discovered the culinary joy of the delicacy of ass eating, I do partake, and sometimes the guys like it, you know. So no, it's you've never had your ass eaten, Adam?
I have. There was one girl that was always into it. She was just like, that was her thing. Like, we wouldn't even, it wasn't even like, we would skip the foreplay. Like, we would go right to that. Like, she'd come over, like, just bend me over, and then we'd go to town.
Bullshit. Who is this girl? What's her Instagram? What's her name? What's
I
her
was
number?
like, you'll eat anything. It was in Vegas. She was, that was her thing. And then she would bring other girls with her who would do other stuff. But yeah, that was a good time.
Where is this girl? Can you send me DM me
She
her
had like a
information?
weird fetish. I definitely wouldn't kiss her afterwards. So, what about you, Don? You ever have a girl eat your butt?
Don has a mustache on his butt.
It hurt. She used utensils. So when she pulled out a big old steak knife and a fork, and it kind of got a little hurt in there.
Use utensils. Oh, that's the
God
best.
is my favorite person in the world. All right, so all right, let's talk. This is allegedly a UFC podcast. First of all, so there's some news going on right now that Ronda Rousey is coming back. She's been training, and then Gina Carano posted a picture of her training, and now they're trying to make Carano versus Rousey. And at first, I'm like, okay, this is what, 15 years too late, like 10 years too late, 12 years. But then I'm like, you know what? I don't want to see Ronda Rousey get the shit beaten out of her by a young upstart or even a Kayla Harrison. I don't want to see Gina Carano get the shit beaten out of her by somebody. So maybe this is like how they used to do in the back in the day with like boxing. They have like, two old timers fight each other that's, I mean, what I watch, Mayhem Miller fight Robbie Lawler again.
Nah,
Yes.
let's have Mike Bisping and wear that. I'll wear a fucking Band-Aid on this eye, so we're even.
I love your Hello Kitty. Have you heard about this? That first to say Ronda was gonna box Katie Taylor. And I can't think of a worse idea. Katie Taylor, if you don't know, is one of like the best female boxers. She would just
Well, look, I don't know about Katie Taylor, but I've already seen Ronda Rousey's box.
Have you really?
You?
Mayhem,
Yeah,
have you?
bro, you saw her. You saw her with that Minion coach, left, right, left, right. You know, she's kind of funny. I think that she could be a lot better if she had a proper training camp.
I mean, do you think that, but Ronda Rousey, Gina Carano in MMA, is that the fight to make? Mayhem.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. What the hell? Hey, what the hell? Hey, loser gets to be the news girl on Adam Carolla's show.
Probably the winner. Don, what do you think about that fight?
Yeah, I mean, it's 20 years too late. But the thing is, they both still have strong names and big fan base. And, you know, when I fought Shamrock, that was like 10 years too late, you know, or 7 or 10 years too late. But it was going to be the fight of the year if it wasn't for my fight with Taki Amazon. So, it depends on the fighters, whether they bring it or not. And I think those two could bring it.
Yeah, I think
it's are they auditioning to be on the UFC on the White House card? Is that the whole thing? Is all these old timers are trying to get on the White House?
You know, I didn't even think about that, but that actually makes a lot of sense. You know, Carano would be there. I mean, she was at one point like, you know, she was like kind of a Republican poster child. I mean, they loved her. I mean, they still love her.
You know what? I'm thinking about undercutting this entire event by having a fight in June. I don't know, at the Black House, right? Being like, you know, have a kind of a Juneteenth celebration. I think it would be badass, bro.
That would be badass.
Fighters in America. Well, have the best American black fighters. I think that's the way to go.
Well, by the way, Mayhem, the part that we would, we really wanted you for earlier was when this one black girl told me.
I don't give a shit because you said. Noon, 12. I have all night. Noon. What time is it, Adam?
Hey.
11:21. Hey. 11:21. I've been waiting to say this because you are a professional. I know you are a professional. If you do not know the time zones, blows my mind.
Okay. First of all, psycho.
This is probably take testosterone when you're not fighting.
First of all, psycho. I was just going to ask you a question about girls.
No. Hey, I just had a cold brew. And I'm supposed to do the MMA Roasted podcast in 1 hour. I haven't had time to shake out the shakes, baby.
All right. Thank you, Jason. You seem very normal. I was going to ask you a question about
to say that because it's going to be a weird undercurrent of sort of like you're going to feel some resentment towards me I'm at Home Depot. I got a family to take care of. I got appliances to fix. It's a whole world, bro. I never even get to talk to you out off the air about any of this. So you can therapize me on how to maintain this super dad lifestyle that you're living, okay? I need some tips and tricks, bro. Okay. I'm all day sweating. I'm always running around. I'm always trying to do the next MMA podcast. Bro, Thunder Studios this weekend. I got a heavyweight fighting. I'm so excited and so anxious and so pumped to get this on, bro, that I don't even know how to talk normal.
Well, first of all, you never know how to talk normal, number one. Number two, the key to becoming a good person, which you are, is just to listen. You can't just scream at people. All right. Number three, I was gonna ask you a question about getting your ass eaten, because that's what we talked about earlier. And this girl said she wanted to spread my cheeks and eat my butt. And Bill Dawes says he loves it. Don Fry said a girl had a knife and a fork. With him. So I was just trying to get your opinion, because look, if anybody has gotten their ass eaten on this podcast, look, yeah, Mayhem Miller.
You know what? You know what? You're right. In my younger days, I was definitely a connoisseur of the butt dart. But now here in my older age, you know, I believe that a man's holiest of holies is a bit more sacred. Then, you know, the things that I've seen, the life that I've lived, I realize, okay, poop hole, loophole is a thing. We all know that, all right? However, if this woman begins aggressively searching, aggressively, you know, giving a federal investigation, if she penetrates deeper than 2 inches of tongue, you are now homosexual.
Wait, if she has a tongue that go deeper than 2 inches, give me her phone
the
number.
The law is the law. The law is the law, Bill Dawes. It's too late to turn back now. Okay? Just accept it. Come out. And you, I will meet you in West Hollywood at the Abbey for the Pink Pony Club, okay?
The look of joy when I asked Mayhem that question and he realized the answer he was going to give will make me happy for the next couple of weeks. McCorkle, before we get into MMA, we talked about there was a girl who asked me to eat my butt after a show. I politely declined. Have you ever had your butt eaten?
I don't know. I just thought when I came on here, we're talking about butt darts. I thought I'd signed on to Bruce Buffer's podcast or Dominic Cruz's podcast to start. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, I don't know anything about that, man. It all sounded pretty gay, whatever you guys were talking about.
What do you mean you don't know anything about that? You've
been really hungry
about it.
She was pretty hungry.
Like, how hungry does she have to be to want to eat your ass? Like, that's ridiculous.
So, that's good. That's true. You are some UFC news. Last week, Ilan Topuria stepped down, says he has some family issues he's got to deal
with. What's that?
I guess he might be getting. Word on the street is he's getting divorced, and it's going to be
family issues. Is hey, she's going to take half that paycheck? Oh wait, he lives in Spain, doesn't he? Going to take 3/4 of your paycheck, socialism.
So now they announced that they're going to have for the interim title, which a lot of people are very upset about. This is going to be Paddy the Batty versus Justin Gaethje, and
Eric, what? This is like for the white boy championship of the universe, huh? The
hell
most
yeah.
Whitest dude. We got the most American white boy, hey, and the most fucking Scottish white boy, which is basically English white boy, right? So
Irish,
the most English we got.
Well, Ariel Helwani was very upset because I guess rankings wise, Arman Tsarukyan is ranked higher than them. People think this is like a Paramount thing where like Paramount executives are like, well, who are the most popular fighters versus who are the top ranked fighters? Luke Thomas got upset. What are your thoughts, Don Fry, on this?
It sounds like people don't know what they're doing is getting involved in the matchmaking.
Yeah.
And they're going to fuck things up like they always do. You know, and they release. You know, the egos in Hollywood are amazing, and they all think they can do anything and everything. But they're gonna fuck it up, and they're gonna find out they can't do it, and it'll go back to normal in about 5 years.
Well, I mean, what is the point of having rankings if the number one guy and number two guy are not gonna fight? I mean, there's
some. Yeah, I have some thoughts on it because it kind of shatters the illusion of rankings, and rankings are subjective anyway. And honestly, you know, if we had like algorithms following the guys day to day, you know, they would change minute to minute. You know, that's how human body works. You know, the guys shape up into a peak performance and they're absolute the top of their game. And then, you know, the day after the fight, you start eating bad food and you start, and it kind of, you know what I mean? You become less powerful. You become less peak performance. And then, you know, you let your body rest and recover and then go back to it again. You know, saying that this whole thing with Armin just gets passed over for a shot, I think it's kind of like a timing thing. You're right. The Paramount deal has to be a factor, but I don't know if it's the suits, Don. I don't know if it's like the suits in Hollywood going, we need this more so than Dana and company realizing, oh man, we have kind of a situation with Ilya just bailing on us. So we have to make an exciting, popular guy fight to get everybody's eyeballs on here and people interested in the division. So then therefore like Armin can come take what's rightfully his later. I mean, it's a nice storyline and is the most likely outcome in the next year's
time. The only thing that I would say on their defense is that Armin did bail out like a day before of a fight or a couple days before.
Of course. Hey, yeah, exactly. He owes them one kind of. It's like, whatever. Like, go sit down and hang out with Nina Drama a little more. You know what I mean? Get a back rub. And then we'll see you next year, pal.
McCorkle, your thoughts?
Yeah, I heard that. What's his name?
Oh no,
fuck.
Bruce Buffer.
Generational wealth, family issues. Like that must be hard. I'm sure he's going through some real hard times, having $600 million. But also, I don't understand the interim belt thing no more than I understand the BMF belt. Like,
oh,
if you put an interim belt to have them fight the real champion later, isn't that a number one contenders match? But then it's not even a number one contenders match because they're ranked like 3 and 9. So, like, none of it makes any sense on any of it. I wish they would just call it what it is. Nobody wants to see Arab dudes wrestle anymore after the last couple pay-per-views. So,
interesting.
Guys are going to stand and punch each other in the face for their Paramount.
Arab dudes
wrestle. That is also a great take. That's yeah, exactly right.
See, yeah, so people were very upset about that, you know, and, you know, yeah, you're right. But, look, I think that the champion could fight the 8 guy or 9 guy. And, like, that's how it is in boxing sometimes. But you can't have it for the interim belt. You know what I'm saying? If you have, that's where you have to have the number one and two guy in the interim belt. Not
honestly, like, yeah. Look, the shark has been jumped a long time ago because people like you are very smart fans and kind of understand the business more now. People are doing this all the time. Even if they're not in the business, they realize, all right, sometimes it should be an open secret and go, hey, sometimes we're going to put the number one contender to smash this guy who's tough and could win, but is not. And we'll just say it out loud. Hey, underdog, get in there and show us something. If so, it kind of jazzes up the title picture. If he does win, you know what I'm saying? Like when old Sarah knocked out GSP. What yeah. the hell? Like, unexpected. Yeah. Tough guy, you know what I mean? Strong right. guy can win. Will he win? More than likely not. That keeps Vegas happy, right? Keep that money flowing. And then, you know, every once in a while, the underdog shows it up. I think it's as a fight fan, you should sometimes want to see the champion or the top-ranked guy fight a dude who's a little less multi-dimensional, you know, that way you can see how badass our champion is.
Right now, you're absolutely right. So the fights this week, are you guys understand? Are you guys a big fight this week? Big UFC this week. I'm gonna bring it up right here. I feel like it's not getting a lot of attention. Maybe I'm just out of it. But have you heard a lot about the fights this week?
No, I haven't.
Mayhem, you?
Getting blind.
I've been head down grinding. Oh, we're gonna it's fight week for us, bro. So it's active right now.
What's your promotion, Mayhem?
Lights out at Thunder Studio.
Oh fuck yeah, that's
Thunder Studio in Long Beach, California. Yeah,
oh hell yeah,
I'll see you out there.
So this week it's the main event is Merab Dvalishvili. I don't know how to say it. Versus Petr Yan. It's a rematch. Merab won the first time. I don't see anyone beating Merab for
a. You know what? Hey, you know what though? But this is like a sleepy card. Yeah. This is like when, you know, when crazy things happen. Maybe Petr Yan comes and like, you know what I was just talking about? How you feed guys to a dominant champion like Merab. This is like one of those sleeper moments where, oh, this guy is like, there's something that happens to some fighters where they get fired up for the fight that no one cares about and like thinks that you're going to lose. So maybe Yan will catch him with something. I'm sure that his team has good tape study.
What's crazy is that he's younger. I thought Petr Yan was older. Yeah. He's 2 years younger.
No, but the reason you think that he's older is because that dude has some miles on him. Like he put a lot of fights out there for us. He's a tough son of a bitch.
Game time. NFL playoffs. One of the greatest things you can do is go to an NFL playoff game, okay? You get to go with other fans, you have fun, you take your family. Listen, Game Time has a new feature called Game Time Picks that makes getting tickets for events even easier. Game Time filters out the fluff to show you only the incredible deals on great seats. You don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets to find the best value, okay? Make it, you can save time, and saving time is money. Time is valuable, all right? You pick an upcoming game, you browse through the ticket deals on Game Time Picks, and it's so easy. I do it all the time. I go to concerts on Game Time. I go to NFL games. I go to WNBA games. Okay, you can go to MMA events. All right, they have curated deals that make it easier to find the best price to get great seats. They have the super deal, which is the best value for that event. You get the seat views, so you're not like stuck behind a goalpost or you're sitting in the parking lot. Whatever it is. They have the lowest price guarantee, and they have event cancellation protection, job loss protection, et cetera. All right, go to Game Time Picks, all right? They make it easier for sports, concerts, comedy, theater. They have all-in pricing. You get the seat views, you get ticket coverage, and you get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. What are you waiting for, people? Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code CLNS for $20 off your first purchase. That's right. Create an account, redeem your code CLNS for $20 off. All right. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. I'm telling you, it's awesome. You're going to thank me later. Check it out right now. Bill?
I mean, Peter Yan, not so long ago, he was like almost invincible. It was no one thought they could beat him. And I don't know what's happened to him recently. Like, what was his last fight? Did he get KO'd?
No, this is for the title. So he obviously won his last fight. He beat he beat Marcus McGee, unanimous decision. He beat Figueredo before that, 54-5. He beat Song Yadong. He's on a 3-fight winning streak. His only loss was to Marab, and that was the last loss. He lost to O'Malley and Aljamain, but his last loss was in 2023.
Was he just wrestled and just he was out wrestled, or what was that fight?
Yeah, I mean he lost 50-45, 50-45. It wasn't even
close. No, that was the Marab fight in which he did all capoeira.
McCorkle,
but I mean, was it one of those fights where he was taken down and was like lay and pray for five rounds?
I honestly don't know, but based on the 50-45 across the board, I would assume
that's what I was like.
That's unfair. He never even lay and pray. He basically prison toilets you against the fence the whole time. Like you're just like you don't even get the dignity and respect that it takes to slam the guy down and leave him there and beat it. No. He knees you in the asshole for 45 minutes.
Jason, what is prison toilet do?
Use your imagination, bro. I'm gonna use it for you. I did a bit like that at one of your dime shows.
Yes.
Because some dirtbag, I said, yo, what should I talk about up there? And he said, do a R word joke. And I said, oh, man. And I pointed him, I crowd worked him. Yeah, this guy said he wanted me to do an R joke. So I took him to the bathroom and I R joked him. It got a big hit of laughter inside the dime.
Sounds like
trying to keep you monetized on YouTube. Do you like how I did that? I censored myself.
No, thank you. I think that was a Carlin bit in the '80s. So, McCorkle.
Can
we let someone else talk, please? I'm trying to let Sean talk. I'm trying to let Don talk. Sean. I love you, Jason.
Hey, Sean, what is Bruce Buffer up to?
Sean, what do you think of this fight?
I think this is the sleeper card, as in me and half the audience will be asleep by the time the main event rolls around. And then also the UFC has not learned that if they didn't learn enough that no one wants to watch Arab guys wrestle, no one wants to watch small Arab guys wrestle even more so than that. I have a hard time. Like, you know, my girlfriend, fiance/wife is a tiny girl. She weighs more than most of these guys we're watching fight nowadays. So like, I don't know, like if you're a grown man and you weigh 125 pounds, I don't know what to tell you.
It's she's so beautiful and sweet, and I'm like, what does Sean have on her? How many more years does she have before her family gets to be free?
Well, I'll start. He has 250 pounds on her.
So Don, who wins this fight?
I don't know what you're talking about, man. I'm missing half a conversation. Sorry.
That's okay.
The taxpayer. The taxpayer. That's who.
The main event, Peter Yan versus Marab. Who wins? He just left. Okay.
Don's still here.
I go to Rob. I go to him.
Yeah, yeah, same here.
Yeah, I go to Rob. I mean, he's solid. Nobody's going to beat him for a bit.
Also, for the flyweight title, Alexandra Pantoja, who's just a monster, is fighting Joshua Van, who's 15-2. This dude like has some serious power in his hands. People are saying he may not be, you know, he's from Myanmar. Where's Myanmar?
Yeah, Myanmar. Yeah, that's like out there in the islands, dude. Jakarta, he's like kind of like a cousin of the Thai people, sort of, you know, but like island-faring nation. Where it's like dudes are. I've been out there on the islands forever. So yeah, he's a beast at that weight class. That guy will sting you. You know, like Manny Pacquiao, like fast hands.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He hasn't lost since. Well, he lost to Charles Johnson, but he's on a 5-fight winning streak. I don't know if he's. I don't think he's ready for Pantoja. And then Brandon Moreno, who like spent all his winnings last time on Legos. He's a huge Lego fan. This guy. He's fighting Tatsuro Tara. I don't know, from Japan.
Tatsuro,
who just beat he won by face crank. Yeah, you don't really see a lot of people winning by face cranks, but
not at all. Wait, is that neck crank or face crank? Is there neck crank or face crank?
Yeah, face crank. Yeah, no, that one was wild. The way he caught around the guy's cheekbone. You know what I mean? It was like that's the thing. It's something. And I don't know the exact terminology, but I was looking at it in an anatomy book where if you have the discs turned this way, they pinch off super, super tight. And that's why the guy tapped so quick.
Jason, did you read books on how to submit people back in the day?
Yeah. Well, they don't have, of course. Yeah, of course. You know, they had like basic
Playboy Hustler penthouse. Yeah, your natural porn
those
books.
Those two. But they had judo books. The Tao Jeet Kune Do had some grappling parts in it. There was like a lot of like manuals that were silly. I also had wrestling books when I was a kid like the 60s. Yeah. You had those, and then I also got into when I was down, my dad sent me the freaking anatomy and physiology books. So I like studied that and how, how all your damn joints work and how your muscles connect. And it was an interesting time. Yeah.
But I tell people, I go, Mayhem's brain is firing on a level that's like either you're going to be the greatest human ever or you're going to be the next Dexter. Henry Cejudo is on this card. He says this is his retiring fight, which is not good because he retires his last every fight. And he's fighting this guy Peyton Talbot, who there were rumors. I don't know where this rumor started. It's such a strange rumor, and I don't know if it's true. I'm not trying to spread, and if it's fine if he did it. But there was a rumor that he used to date Frank Ocean. Is that his name?
This kid is awesome. You thought, is he gay or not? Because
I don't know. I have no idea, but what a strange rumor. Like, it's almost like when you hear that and you're like, that's so bizarre. Where do they meet? Like what? Like, like how did, it's such a strange rumor that you almost think it's true. Jason, you heard this also?
I'm so oddly specific that you're like, huh? You're like, okay, bro, to be part of our team. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure he had the butt dart once or twice.
Yeah, Frank Ocean loves to eat ass. That's what I've heard.
I know firsthand.
Dude, one of the funniest stories I heard was this guy. So there was a gay basketball player. I think his name was Jason Collins, I think his name. He was like on the Nets. It was on some basketball team. And the guy, what's his name? The guy that used to play for not Lamar Odom, not Kevin Garnett. There was a guy that was like, I forgot the guy's name. He was a really good basketball player, super tall. And he was like,
wait, good tall basketball player. That narrows it down.
I used to watch him in college. I think he played for URI in college. I know his college team. And he was saying, yo, man, the team was like, yo, we're going to get some pussy for you guys. We're going to go get pussy there. And he looked at the gay guy and he's like, we'll get you some good looking N words. like that was like one of the cool, like, well, we're gonna hook you up with, like, he included him, you know. And then the whole team started dying laughing. I got, damn, that was funny story. So I hope Henry wins this fight. I really do. Also, Grant Dawson's on the card. He's the one who, after he won his fight, he said he wanted to bounce a quarter off his wife's ass. He's like, my wife's ass is so nice, you could bounce a quarter on it.
Was he on the podcast?
Yeah. And then Terrence McKinney is fighting. He's the guy that overdosed on acid and got, like, tased by, like, the cops 10 times. he's also on the card. Macy Barber, who's a really good fighter. People didn't like her at the beginning because she taught an online course on how to become a blue belt online. You didn't have to train with anybody, so people were mad at her.
I love that. You can be a jiu-jitsu blue belt online. I love that. Any martial arts class online is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Like, if you're in a fight, are you going to bring up your laptop? Like, what do you do?
That was my next.
You ever see Don's training course online? It was the funniest thing ever. It was like, how to win a street fight with
Don. Yeah, where he throws the guy, like, out of frame, like, 50 feet. He does that throw, and the guy's, like, literally out of the frame and then doesn't come back for the rest of the video because he's dead. It's like a meme. I see it every once in a while, just a meme of Dom doing that. What's the throw? I forget the name of the throw where you go on your back, you throw him with your leg, and the guy just flies off. And did you kill him? What happened to that guy? He never appeared again in the video.
Bear. I like how Bill Dawes is on a movie set dressed up as an orderly or nurse, and he's talking to us on the podcast. I'd be so fucking nervous. I'd be with my script pacing back and forth. He's like, I feel like you're doing the podcast during your scene. Like, you're going to do your scene and be like, talk to us. And people are like, who the fuck are you talking to?
Yeah. Bill, yeah, I'm super impressed by this, actually, and I have a couple questions. So, were you just trained early as an actor, and so you just feel real comfortable with it since you're a kid, or, yeah?
No, but I went to grad school for acting, and then I did theater for, you know, 15 years, and nothing's more, you know, if you can do theater for 50 years, movie sets are simple.
Yeah, because it's live show all the time.
Yeah.
Because I have a weird theory, because, you know, I went to the P word, right? And I was constantly in charge of everything and had to talk. And so when I came back, stand-up comedy felt like a joke. I was like, this is easy because none of these people most likely have murdered anybody and nobody has stabbed people. Nobody has a knife on them right now, probably at this comedy place. Like, I feel very calm. Like, everything.
The best one may have.
Like, you already gave me the money, and so now I can just do whatever. And, you know, it kind of brings, like, an element down.
Yeah, well, you have such a crazy life and such a crazy story. You're so authentic. You've got a big voice. I mean, stand-up should be very easy. It's like Jason Ellis. Like, he's not my cup of tea as a stand-up. But Jason Ellis is like, hey, the first time you suck a chick's dick, you're like, okay, I'm in. Tell me the story of sucking a chick's dick for the first time.
No, my favorite Mayhem acting story was he books a part and here comes the boom. As the bad guy, he stays in character for 4 months.
Oh yeah, right? I remember.
Like, does not break character. It's the most, and it's the most evil character you've ever seen. It's like a pirate, fucking slash, like, mentally challenged, deranged human being. So then, everywhere
you're method acting for a comedy movie, Jason.
So everywhere he goes, he trashes the set. He does interviews in character. Ariel Helwani has, like, called the police on him. It was fucking crazy. Kevin James was so upset. He wouldn't do any press about Mayhem. He was so. I go, Mayhem, how's it going with the movie? Kevin James won't talk to me. I go, why? Well, I did 19 interviews. I trashed every set. I go, well, look. I mean, you're not fucking, like, you didn't have to be in character for 6 months and trash every set.
He was also on drugs. You were clearly on drugs, Jason. Am I right?
Was on the drugs, dude.
Your character was on the drugs, and you're a method actor. Okay, so by extension, you had to take the drugs.
Dude, he has like two lines in the movie, like two lines, and then And he's mad. He just trashes everything. And then people are chasing him down. Ariel Helwani is chasing him down the block, crying, going, "Mayhem, what is wrong?" And he's like, "Get out of me, Timbers. I'll fucking kill you." Like, he fucking won't stop being this awful character for 2 months.
Do you think you would win an Oscar? What happened?
I've been passed over for the 18th year.
That was one of my favorite.
I love it. Hey guys, I'm going to be on a Vice documentary. Probably that part of my life will come up. So,
dude, that was. I mean, and then people were like, "How was Mayhem in the movie?" They're like, "Well, he had one line. He had a fucking one line.
It was two lines. Okay." Two lines. It was like, "I'm not even grabbing a fence." And it was like, "Woohoo! Yeah!"
See? It was him. He was the guy. Like, literally, just cast Mayhem Miller as the character.
No, it was Lucky Patrick Murphy. He was a dude from Dorchester or Dorchester, as they call it. Yeah, he had a whole entire backstory. He worked at a strip club. His ex-girlfriend stabbed him. You know, it was like a whole thing, bro. It was like, but
Bill, none of this was in the movie. None of this was in the movie. He made all this up. I love that you
wrote a backstory for him.
DVD extra. All of it was in the behind the scenes. There's footage out there of Lucky Patrick Murphy hopping around talking about strip clubs, even though they were like, "Hey, it's a family movie." And he's like, "I don't give a shit."
No, dude, my ex-girlfriend was like, "I like Mayhem. I just don't want him to know where we live." I was like,
"Yeah, dude." Yeah. That information is easy to come by.
Yeah, that's a good point. Dude, he dyed his hair green. He started like drooling. He would bring his own cup of spit and just fucking start dipping. Like there was no need for any of this. Like fucking.
Yeah, I was spitting tobacco all over the place. Yeah.
Dude, Mayhem. Honestly, you really.
It's a studio movie. It's a part of the studio movie. I mean, you know, I understand why you get excited.
Yeah.
Why would you? You know, I've been waiting for that moment my entire life to put me on the big screen on the celluloid. I was going to make the most of it. Did it go awry? Yeah, totally. Yeah, but that's Hollywood, baby. That's the business.
But Mayhem, let's say you were playing like a monk or something, or somebody that did like charity work. Would you have done charity work? I feel like you were having too much fun with this character.
Years in Tibet.
All right. So more MMA news. Anderson Silva is boxing Tyron Woodley on the undercard of the Jake Paul Anthony Joshua fight. I hope Woodley gets a win. He needs a win. He needs a win badly. Woodley,
Spider gets a win. He needs a win badly. Though Spider, you know what I mean? I want to dust off my yellow shorts, you know what I'm saying, and wear them.
Now, you train with Anderson Silva, and you told me you did really well against him, right? This is when he was the best in the world.
Listen, I was like one of the best in the world too at the time. So it was a good, he got me with once, you know what I mean? I got him down. That was my measure of success is how many times I could get him down. And I got him down a couple times. So I was like, "Oh, okay, good. I'm one of the best too."
But I
gave some good ones, and he was very instructive. This man is a great martial artist. He was like the best kind of coach in a short, you know, because when you're contemporaries with a guy, it's kind of hard to learn from them because, "Oh, we might fight each other soon," or so, you know, weird kind of vibes like that. But it wasn't like that. It was like, here's kind of my method and here, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Showcased it. And I appreciate it. He wasn't hiding nothing. He was a true martial artist.
So last Saturday I watched, there was like no sports on, and I actually downloaded Fox News. It's like Fox News Digital, whatever, because they now have real American freestyle wrestling on it. It was Hulk Hogan and Eric Bischoff got together, and it's like wrestling, like it's freestyle. It's not like WWE.
Go back, stop. It's wrestling for real on a news app.
I gotta admit that.
Yeah, it's on.
That's cool, man.
And it was pretty cool. It's actually Juliana Pena and Chael Sonnen. This guy Cyrus did a good job, and then Kurt Angle are the commentators, and they
Good.
had like some pretty sick matchups. First of all, they had Darian Caldwell, who's an NCAA champion back in the day. He was a Bellator champion. He's in his 40. He fought this kid, Bo Bassett, who's 20 years old, and Bo just fucking pinned him quick. It just, I felt old because I remember watching Caldwell beat Brett Metcalf, who was like a stud in college wrestling. I mean, stud times 100. And then it was Pat Downey. We have Pat Downey on the, he wrestled Joaquin Buckley. And then Buckley actually, I thought he got a takedown, and then Downey got behind him and just lateraled him like 100 times, basically. Spencer Lee, who was an incredible wrestler, got pinned. And then in the main event, it was Michael Chandler versus Chad Mendez. To which Chandler won 4-2. And they did a good, I gotta say, they did a good job. They do a good job. I don't know if it'll catch on, but it sold 5,000 tickets in Chicago in a storm. And I'm kind of into it. Don, did you watch it at all or no?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Basically freestyle wrestling now. They have
No,
like
I saw this highlight of
Go on.
Oh no, sorry, man. There's a delay here. But no, I saw the highlight of Chandler.
Yeah.
I don't know, hitting him with a gator rope or some
Yeah.
kind of cow catcher. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
That
yeah.
was like a bait. It's funny because that was like a viral clip, but like that's like a normal wrestling thing. It's like,
Yeah,
hey
it wasn't
guys,
that
like what
great.
the fuck?
That one wasn't great.
Oh, America.
Why do you think wrestling hasn't really caught on as a
Like
spectator sport?
Why? Because I think that it hasn't caught
There's
on
no
because,
marketing. There's no pizzazz. It's
yeah,
old school.
because I think it's more exciting than jujitsu, but not by much, kind of thing. And I just think that people want to see people get knocked out. People want to see punching. People want to see kicking. That's more like ooh, So I think if you've done it, same with jiu-jitsu, if you do it and you practice, it's exciting to you.
Yeah, but Mayhem's correct. There is no marketing.
Yeah. There's no.
Mayhem's correct. There is no marketing. And so nobody knows anything about the sport.
Right. That's part of it. And also
But it's a popular Olympic sport, though, right?
but that's also a problem is that the wrestling people do is called folk style. And then freestyles in the Olympics. And so it's so stupid. They should either all change to freestyle or all change to folk style because basically it's not a different
Right.
sport, but it's a different rules, different point system. Like,
Right.
and just because you're good at one doesn't mean you're gonna be good at the other. I mean, it's
Oh, okay. I'm going to stop you there. I appreciate that kind of conversation because so few people can have this conversation because it's such a weird niche sport.
Yeah.
Look, folk style wrestling is like that for a reason because the kids, it's not going to be a great match and then there'll be blowouts and stuff with freestyle wrestling. You know what I mean? Like I did folk style growing up. I went to nationals and did freestyle, and they were getting points for stuff that I was doing, like funk. Like
Yeah.
folk style, it gives the wild kids a chance. It gives the, you know what I'm saying? But like that, if and on top of that, it'll be so hard to enforce, and there'll be a lot of arguments because like this soccer dad sort of referee gives point back exposure points.
Right,
It's
right,
like
right.
harder. Top of that, it would encourage the big strong kids to break the arms of the other kids to get points to for spinning them. You know what I'm saying? Think
Yeah.
about it. Think about like the toughest ninth grader versus, you know what I mean? Versus the weakest eighth grader. Oh my God, that's a chasm. That's a chasm right there. And the guy will get smashed and broken if you do freestyle wrestling moves on him, like a gut wrench into like a,
Right.
you roll
Yeah,
him in,
but
slam him.
I mean, in other countries they do it though. I mean, they do it in other countries. So why?
Well, that's, hey, those are countries where they barely have cops, let alone a legal system. You know what I mean? Like, it's like here in America, it's like everybody's gonna sue everybody, and it's a weird thing that we have going on.
I don't know, but it is weird that like you could be the best in the world like at folk style, and then there's nowhere to go with it, you know. It's, and then you have to kind of relearn it. And the best guys can do it. The best guys can do it. But then you see guys that do well in freestyle that didn't do that well in folk style. And then Greco is a whole different thing. But to the point of why is it not as exciting? Because it's just the same reason I think MMA, you don't want to see a guy hump a guy for 25 minutes. So now you're essentially seeing a guy hump a guy 3 minutes.
Oh, but listen, it's also what I said. I said the marketing that includes educating the public on wrestling. Like, why is that cool that he tripped them like that? Why, you know, it needs to be like it. They did that on UFC, did that like a little break show. Daniel Cormier before, I seen it, but it went away. It's like you have to like do it in a fun way where you explain to the, oh, this is, he trips him like this, you know, and then it has to be packaged so that everybody under, so far all we're getting is, oh, Dagestani's humping the shit out of this guy. Like that's all we see. We don't see that first moment. It's really tense where, oh, can he get him down? And then you have to educate the people. That's
No, but
really what it
there's
comes
some
down to.
stupid shit. Like even like that, you know, coming from a wrestler, like when I watch Pat Downey versus Joaquin Buckley, Buckley basically Pat Downey went initiated a throw, and then Buckley got behind him and got the 2 points. They called it a slip because they said that Pat Downey initiated it. And in regular wrestling, there's no slip. A guy gets behind you, you can trip on your head. They don't stand you back up and say it doesn't count.
Well,
That's the kind of shit that kind of drives me crazy. Because you're like, if a guy gets behind.
wait. Listen, you gotta fill me in. This match happened at that event because I didn't see the whole event.
Yeah,
Okay.
basically. So Pat Downey's pushing into him.
Because you're acting like a casual now, and I'm really confused about this. Look, when they're doing that, the reason that bullshit happened, like you're mad, like eighth grade wrestling. Okay, no, they're trying to make entertaining throws. So if you do a head and arm throw, which is a fucking crowd pleaser, and then you fall to the back, nah, it's a slip. I get it. They're trying to encourage action in the event. I know you are a stickler for the rules, and oh, this doesn't adhere to folk style wrestling, but to me, it sounds like they're trying to do something new.
It is, but it also should emulate of like who's in dominant position. And if a guy ends up behind you, I don't care how he got behind you, that should be 3 points.
Explain why I probably can understand this more. In judo, they have that. In judo, they have that same rule. And Don, I think, can back me up on this. If you try to throw the guy and don't and end up in a turtle position, like later on, they'll stand you back up. I think it's like that's why the judo guys are so good at turtling up is because if you stall there for a moment, then they'll stand you back up because the spirit of judo is. Who's going to get a great takedown? It's not like jiu-jitsu, which is okay, who's going to choke each other with this robe?
Yeah, but shouldn't like the basis of all the sports kind of be self-defense in a lot of ways? There should be, and like who would win in a in a mix in a combat?
Not
I mean, these
all.
are.
Not at all. Not at all. Because if that, why don't we just fight to the death with stabs and everything, like the bites,
But there
you
should
know?
be a
Why don't we just
combat
do that?
element
That's
to it. There
barbaric.
should be a combat element to it where if a guy ends up behind you, I don't know. Whatever. This is I guess but
Of
I.
course, no, of course. But what we're, look, I believe what they're trying to get at is that they're trying to showcase wrestling in a light that gets highlights and excitement. So in order to do that, have to implement like a slip rule. You know, it makes perfect sense to me because you want to showcase the techniques. You know, you want to
No,
encourage
I
the
understand.
athletes to take.
I get it. I was just also happy for
Because
Buckley that he got a takedown.
that's what's beautiful about the beautiful about the sport is going for a high risk maneuver technique and like whoa it worked crowd pleasers I call them because there's some moves that just lend themselves to open the imagination you're like wow how did he do that you know like damn he like you know flipped them over you know like when Randleman fucking heave hoed what's his name on his head Fedor
Fedor,
and wrap them up in the technique. That was like one of the most beautiful showcases of martial arts because it's two like high amplitude techniques and two different, you know, back to back. It's like you couldn't write it better. So, you know, that's what's beautiful about it. So, you know, I get what you're saying. Yeah. But Joaquin Buckley shouldn't get penalized for escaping the throw and getting it on the guy's back. He shouldn't be penalized.
He didn't get penalized, but he didn't get the points. And everyone on the comments, all the wrestlers were like, that was two, that was two. And then Pat Downey was like, So
I agree. Now everyone knows that rule. So hopefully everyone will be more encouraged to fucking go. If now that I know that, if I ever go do that thing, I'll be trying to throw the guys with crazy shit. Who cares? If he gets your back, either I'm going to try to escape or the ref is going to stop saying, no points.
Don, what do you think?
I got lost in the middle of it, man. I'll tell you, trying to follow mayhem, explain something is like smoking acid and eating mushrooms at the same time.
All right, so now some news stories that I found from Gutfeld doing the research. A 400-pound female rapper named Dank Demos has settled her lawsuit against Lyft after suing the company because the guy refused to pick her up. He said, get an Uber XL. For now, I guess now she's going to be traveling in a Uber Eats Everything or Uber 7XL. there's mayhem on the cover of Fighter. That's not distracting. So Jason,
the rapper, bro, double XL.
That's pretty awesome. Now, did you hear about this? The 400-pound female rapper from Detroit. She sued Lyft for not picking her up. He said she wouldn't fit in the Lyft. Your thoughts?
Yeah. She should call forklift. Hey now.
Forklift. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's bad form to punch down and up.
Punch everybody. Everybody's equal in this. Don, your thoughts?
Look, if I make any jokes about this, I'm punching above my weight class.
I love that. Also, Trump supporters are planning a MAGA takeover of Disneyland on the same day as...
don't tell me MAGA Day is 420. I'm gonna be
there, bro. But it's the same day as the Gay Days celebration. There's a gay group.
Hey, I get to cover two things at once, bro. Hell yeah. Maybe I'll see Donald Trump and get a boyfriend.
So there's a Gay Days celebration as well as a MAGA takeover on the same day at Disneyland. Don, are you going to be there?
Oh, most definitely, yeah. I'll be there. Nothing but my chaps on and my cowboy hat, you know. And I'll be throwing quarters on the ground, you know, so people bend over and pick them up.
Is that what you do? You throw quarters on the ground?
Yeah, I throw quarters.
Also, according to a new lawsuit, a group of New Jersey school staffers held dress as your favorite pedophile parties. So people, the teachers had a party where you dressed up as your favorite pedophile. And now they're being sued for this. Jason, have you heard about
this? What? Is this a setup or the joke?
The joke is they all dressed up as Michael Jackson and it was embarrassing. But yes, they.
That's some solid choices here. You know what I mean? One big, Jared, you know, Jared from Subway, right? The big old pants, right? With a child inside, you know, this is Halloween, right? Or is this not?
No, regular. It's a regular party.
Michael Jackson. You could do young Michael Jackson, you could do baby Michael Jackson, you could do old Michael Jackson with a white face. Bro, you have so many options. That's about it though, right?
Have you ever been
the good thing about doing old Michael Jackson, you don't have to do blackface if you do old Michael Jackson.
Yeah, and then you go to Epstein's island for this.
It was in New Jersey. Also in Virginia, a very intoxicated raccoon broke into a liquor store, went on a drunken rampage, passed out face down in the bathroom. Mayhem, are you a furry? Have you heard of it?
That was like 2012 Mayhem, I think. Raccoon substitute in there. I don't know. You said it, this raccoon? Was it, whose house was this?
It was in Virginia. No, it went into a liquor store. got drunk, and then passed out face first in the bathroom. The raccoon did. I mean, that sounds like a cool raccoon. Someone should adopt it or do something.
Yeah, I know.
It just sounds
yeah,
like
yeah, it's euthanized.
Take it out and eat his asshole.
God.
Time saved me, bro.
Martha Stewart has replaced Sydney Sweeney in the new American Eagles campaign. I guess.
Oh, jeez.
Bro, hey, look. Hey, Martha Stewart would not fit into Sydney Sweeney's sweater.
It's a very loose fit. Martha, she looks pretty good.
Martha Stewart used to be hot as hell, man.
She's still kind of hot.
Listen, I think any of us.
50 years ago, that's half a century. That's a fucking century ago.
I would smash her cookies. You know what I'm saying? I would.
Hey, I used to date her daughter.
Really?
So, you know. Wow. Yeah, and all I know about Martha Stewart is she's evil incarnate. That's what her daughter says.
Oh wow. Pete Hegseth is causing controversy for posting a meme of a children's book that said Franklin targets narco terrorists. as you guys saw this, he posted a children's book and he said for Christmas gifts. That's what he
I know. It's wait, isn't it a remake of that Where the Wild War Crimes Are?
That's hilarious. There's, I guess, there's a movie coming out called Honey, I Destroyed the Speedboat. Japan has released a human washing machine that could clean a person from head to toe in 15 minutes. It's like it's $100,000. You just go in there. And they just wash you head to toe.
Oh, when you said human washing machine, I was like, what, Mexican? That's terrible. But
Zohra Mamdani has hired a car-hating activist who wants to build playgrounds in the middle of New York City streets. That's his new idea.
What a fucking idiot.
What do you think about him, Don?
Jeez. You guys are so fucking stupid.
I mean, playgrounds and streets, what could go wrong?
I know, it's the whole point of making them separate so kids don't get murdered.
Yeah, I the Ronald McDonald one, it's grimaces all around, protected on every corner.
I guess that's just like free childcare, just have people watch you in traffic. Also, an influencer who's been handing out machetes and vodka to homeless people in Austin and New Orleans is now heading to New York City. Jason, we got to have you stop this guy. Can we set this up? This is like why would you hand out?
No, I mean, this is the first phase of our plan. Okay. The next phase, of course, the gladiator fights, you know, in every skid row in America. That's what it's down to, folks. Are you not entertained?
A politician named Adolf Hitler has won an election in Africa. Out of all the names,
hey, what mostly on name recognition? Let's be alone. If you don't know names on the ballot, you know what I'm saying? You just pick the one you know.
The winner of the World's Strongest Woman competition in Texas was stripped of her title after they
found out. Can I just say something about the Adolf Hitler thing? The thing the guy said in response, he said, "I don't think my father really knew what he did." He named him that. I'm like, but. Did he like Adolf's early work? Is that he liked him as a painter and that's why he named him Adolf Hitler? He didn't know what he did? That's crazy.
All right.
Smart. Dad wasn't a very smart man.
Yeah. Well, his mom was named Pol Pot. But the winner, the winner of the World's Strongest Woman competition in Texas was stripped of her title.
From a big floppy donkey dick.
They found out she was a man. They realized that when she hung her medal on her boner, but I don't know, but she was in porn. People saw her in porn. And that's how they found,
there's a lot of overlap in the strength sports and the pornography industry. Okay. I seen a woman carry a bowling ball up a flight of stairs with only her snatch.
So what do you have coming up, Mayhem?
Whatever, dog. The six, I don't know. The fight,
and then nothing, you know, nothing. And then I'm just fucking going through a depressed hole, a fucking secret cave of, no, I'm trying to do everything, dog. Book me on something, okay? Book me on something. I got this fight. I've been focused, locked in, no online. Bro, I haven't even looked at Instagram in a damn forever. Just locked in and focused, you know? So.
All right. Bill?
Gonna pay off.
I'll be in San Diego this weekend at the Comedy Store, and then I'll be headlining Reno Laugh Factory 26th through 31st.
Nice. Don, what do you got?
I don't know, I have a thing going on. I'm like mayhem. I'm just sitting around wondering whose salad I'm going to toss next, you know?
you can't beat that. But goodbye. God bless.
I'll be at the LA Comedy Club in Vegas in mid-December. Yeah, and then January in St. Louis at the Funny Bone. You guys are the best. Love you guys. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right.